Welcome to Michigan, and I'll tell you a little bit of the history of this conference. When I was on the board of Philadelphia Society meeting, the suggestion is, what should we do? What should our next conference be? And I said, you should have a conference on the failure of liberalism and hold it in Detroit. If there is one place that is the real focus of what happens when they take power, it's Detroit. A little bit of background on myself. My family lived in Detroit before the automobile, and we grew up with it. I was in the manufacturing business and was part of the automotive miracle that happened. And I watched a lot of these things develop. As I said, when I was a boy, I could walk any place in Detroit. And my father would give us a 50-cent piece, which then was silver. We could go downtown Detroit to the theater. There was no fear. You could take the streetcar down. Detroit, a wonderful place at that time. And I watched it deteriorate, and I watched it deteriorate under both liberal Republican and Democratic administrations. Almost, if I had an hour, I could go through the history of watching this thing deteriorate. Several books have been written, I think, that apply to Detroit. Obviously, Martin Anderson's Federal Bulldozer talks about what urban renewal has done. And Jane Jacobs' Life and Death of the Great American City describes a good deal of Detroit. Charles Murray, obviously a wonderful statistician on his losing ground and coming apart. I saw this happen. I mean, the deterioration of the character of the people. Russell Kirk constantly warned about it. And, of course, Edward Banfield. Today we have a panel of experts we'll talk upon about the situation and what happened and how it happened. If you take a look at it, as I said, liberal Republican administrations and the Democratic administrations both contributed to the fall of that great city. And I think that if any of you want to go back down and go through there, you'll see what happens when government gets involved. And just to mention it, Detroit had the highest standard of living up until 1959, the highest standard of living in the world. It was a wonderful place. And a city, remember, is what? It's a concentrated division of labor and community in a small area. And Detroit had a wonderful collection of different nationalities, different restaurants, different cultures. At one time, the University of Detroit, which is my alma mater, had the largest number, it was the largest Catholic university in the world. And Russell Kirk gave his Darcy lectures there, which became the basis of his program for conservatives. So since we are pressed for time, I would like to introduce our first speaker. Let's see if I got this right. And I'll be glad at lunch to tell you any other stories you want to hear about Detroit. But as I say, I watched the deterioration of it. I'd like to introduce Cato Senior Fellow Michael Tanner. He heads the research into a variety of domestic policies with particular emphasis on health care reform, social welfare policy, and Social Security. Most recently, Tanner co-edited Replacing Obamacare, the Cato Institute, and Healthcare Reform. It's a compilation of Cato's work over the last several years and his contributions on that. Dr. Tanner, his writings have appeared in every major newspaper, including the New York Times, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times. He writes a weekly column for National Review Online. Is a contributing columnist with the New York Post. He's a prolific writer. Under Dr. Tanner's direction, Cato launched the Project on Social Security Choice, which is soon becoming, and it is true, as an economist I can tell you that, to be a bankrupt system. Time magazine called Dr. Tanner one of the architects of the private accounts movement, and Congressional Quarterly named him one of the nation's five most influential experts on Social Security. The New York Times referred to him as a lucid writer and a skilled polemicist. Before joining Cato in 1993, Dr. Tanner served as director of research of the Georgia Public Policy Foundation and legislative director of the American Legislative Exchange Council. Please welcome Dr. Tanner.